We're learning Daf Tazayin on Beizim Ilo. I'm starting on top of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Achilas Shrotzim Loikolov Kazayis. Someone who eats Shrotzim, loosely tied, that means bugs. Someone eats, insects. He's chayiv on it b'kazayis. In order for him to chayiv, he needs a sheer kazayis, and not like a lentil size. Even though the gavet tuma, the size of the shmoyna shrotzim is a lentil size of it. By shrotzim, only 8 other shrotzim are matame, not all shrotzim. If you touch a mosquito, you're not matame. Only the shmoyna shrotzim are matame, and shmoyna shrotzim, some of them are like a frog, a porcupine, could be different ones. A toad. Could be a snail, but a different type of this shiloh what they are, that's my shrotzim, but chaylet, achbar, all those things, frog. So those 8 shrotzim are matame, they're matame kadasha. But if you eat them, you only chayiv on the kazayis. All shrotzim, all insects, local up kazayis. My time, what's the reason? Achilik zivu, in the pasuk, it says, lo yisoichlum ki sheketz heim. That's the lashon pasuk. And lo yisoichlum, lashon achila, we know, any time in the Torah it says achila, it means the kazayis. That's what Rav Yudon Rav says. Rav shit is they chayiv only on a kazayis when you eat insects. You have to eat a kazayis. Right, the Gemara v'atoni Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Chanina k'vei Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Chanina said of a brayse from Rav Yochanan. The brayse says like this. It's a long pasuk. The pasuk says v'daltem bein behema tayra l'tameya. You should separate between a behema tayra and a behema tameya, and you should separate between a oif hatameya l'tar, between a kosher bird and non kosher bird. But it's shakshus nafshasechem. You shouldn't make your soul disgusting by eating them. Anything goes in the ground. I was separated to you to metame other things. So the problem is that's the end of the pasuk. The pasuk across of achila. The pasuk talks about achila because says that sounds like something that you eat. Because that makes your nefesh disgusting. So that's achila. Pasuk across achila. V'sayim v'toma. And the pasuk ends off with the iser toma, which says letame. So what's behind this pasuk? It starts off with achila and ends with toma. So Dr. Yosi Brachnina, Dr. Brisa, the Rabbi Yosi Brachnina saying, "Oh, it's Brisa that says in the Brisa, ma toma be kaadasha." Teach us as like a hekesh, just like toma, the sheer toma is kaadasha, like the size of a lentil. Achila be kaadasha, also eating, it's the size of a lentil. But Kalsir Rabbi Yechon said, "You know what? I love that Brisa. That's a good Brisa." So it's a kasha, and it's a kasha on Rav. Because Rav said how much you have to eat gotzim to be chayiv a kazayis. And the Braisa says, kahadasha. What do you need Rav Yechon to praise the Braisa? So, that's a good question. So the possible shot is, because you want to show that's not a mishabeshto. Sometimes Braisas, we know in Shas, sometimes Braisas are not certified by, Ravina Rav Ashi or in Tesefta, Kubi, it's a Braisa is not reliable. So here, Rav Yechon was said praised it, so we know it's a good Braisa. It's a good Braisa. It's a Kasha Rav. Rav said a Kazayis. Here it says Adasha. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Misosam Kam Chayayim. When it's dead and you eat it, then it's only Kadasha. Why? Because when it's dead, it has Tumma. So when it has a Tumma, we can make a Drasha. Madach Tumma's Kadasha. But when it's alive, it's no tumah. Kamechayim, when it's alive, it's no tumah. And if it's no tumah, then it goes to kazayis. Here, there it's majin. The Teretz says that if it's dead, so then it has tumah, so then the shear is kadasha, even fachilah, because you make a hekesh. But if it's alive, where there's no tumah, if you touch a live frog, you don't become tumah. So then, if you eat it, there's only this to kazayis. Only this when you get the kazayis.
Eating it alive?
Yeah, take off a piece. Take off a little piece and you eat it, yeah.
Then it's
what? No, there's no over mechay on shrotzim. Dr. Gemara, the only is over mechay something has to be shechted. But we had a chiddush before that behemah tameya is over mechay. We had a chiddush for it's probably asking because we had a chiddush for behemah tameya even though shechita there's over mechay. That's why behemah. We don't have this drasha by shrotzim. If you eat a live fish, there's no issa over mechay. There could be issa about the shak, so it could be, but there's no issa of eating a live fish out Eva Menachai. So it means if the fish, if you eat sushi, it's not only raw, it's alive, then don't, whatever, it's not, it's the rice. Okay. Let them all right. Omalei Abaya. Right, the kids of the Teretz was, Hab Misasam Hab Chayayim. Right, that was Teretz. That the sheer Kazai is only when it's alive. Amalei Abaya, but Rav Mastisim Koi. Rav is going on Mishnah. Pastor, we thought we were going on Mishnah. Mishnah is called Shrotz and Mistarfim, and he's saying, by the way, the shear that's Mistarfim is a Kazayis. Mastisim calls Shrotz and Tanifil Misosom. Our Mishnah is talking about even Misosom. How do we know it's even when it's dead? Because it says Kol HaShrotz, and it's one Pshat. Or the other Pshat is, the Chavrusa one time Pshat, it's a good Pshat, is that the Mishnah says Kol HaVeilas Mistarfim Zu and Zu. We know that means dead. So probably the Shrotz talking about the same thing that the Veil is talking about, that it's dead. So therefore, Kitzel Kasha is that we know it's dead, and says, and he's going on our Mishnah. He says a Kazayis. That's the Kasha. Amar Rav Yosef, don't tell me Rav is talking on the Mishnah. Who do you could loch? That's your diik that's going on the Mishnah. Rav Shmaitz v'Alma Kama. In reality, Rav said the self-standing Shmaitzah. He said Achila Shrotzim is Kazayis. We had a Kasha on our Brayis. So we say no problem. Rav is talking about when it's alive, and that's when it's dead. And Rav is not going on our Mishnah. That's your imagination. So look tomorrow, right? It said on the Braisa, there's a long pasuk. It says there was a hekesh in that pasuk between achila and tumah to teach us that there's a issa achila kadasha at least by a dead sheretz, right? The kalter of Rav Yechon said that he praised that Braisa. Right tomorrow, kasha. That's your kasha from Rav Yechon himself. Meisvei says in the Braisa, hayivorim. It's actually a mishnah and olos. Hayivorim ain lehem shir. The loch is that hayivorim. There's no shear, even though, you know, by the way, that to make tumas mace, you need a kazayis. And to make tumas tevela also, you need a kazayis. But the Mishnah says over here that ha'ivarim ain lehem shear. A philopachis be kazayis nevela. A aver does not need a shear, even if it's less than a kazayis, it's still nevela. That means you have a whole limb, a whole hand, even though the hand is a tiny hand, but it's metame because it's a aver. Even less than the lentil size of a sheretz, if it's a whole limb, it's matamim. It's a whole limb, it's matamim. Vav Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says, even though that's tamei, but you don't get malchus for eating it only kazayis. But first, Rav Yechanan, that there's no issa on eating a kadasha, no loika on kadasha. Not like the Braisa. The Braisa says, madach tumas kadasha, dachilosa kadasha. And here it says, you'll only get kazayis, only loika on kazayis. For example, that's the kasha. Yeah. Amar Rava, Mavdalam Dibrei Kosov. Rava answers that the whole member of the brayse before, talking about the shmoina shrotzim, they have tumah. Those shrotzim have achila, issa achila v'kadasha. But Rav Yechanan says in Lekel v'kazai, he's talking about shrotzim that are not matame. Since it's not shrotzim that are matame, therefore. Those shrotzim only have issa achila b'kazayis, since there's no tumah on that. Because the whole bar is the hekesh to the tumah. Doesn't have tumah, therefore there's an issa kazayis. Omer v'adav ahav l'rava, elam yata. If that's true, elam yata, behema nami liflegi, behema v'delas, shema v'delas. Why don't we learn out? Behema, in the same pasuk, is hookish to everything else, the shrotzim or sash, b'chol terem sa adama. It says in that pasuk, "V'dalt behema tayrot behema." It says in that pasuk, "Behema." So why by behema also we should say that a behema, basically an aver of a behema, which we say is metame, even less than a shir kazayis. So then it should also be a sachil less than shir kazayis. Just like by sheretz, you go make a hekesh to tuma to the achila. Here also, by an aver less than a kazayis, it's metame by nevela. It should be a chayiv if you eat it. It should be chayiv if you eat it. So you have to eat an aver that's less than a kazayis by a behema, because it's hookish to sheretz. My answer is Amalei. Everyone had a chafta kasha. The question. The question is the behema. We said you have to eat a kazayis to be chayiv by kazayis and avela. Now, how much does avela need to be metame? Kazayis. That's good. The mishnah was a chadash that if it's an aver, if it's a limb, then even less than a kazayis metame. So why don't we say, just like it's metame less than a kazayis, achil is also less than a kazayis. How do we know that by behema? Because it says it by shrotzim. And there's a hekesh in the pasuk, we have dalt them, there's a hekesh between behema and shrotzim. Just like by shrotzim, we say that there's an iser achila like the toma. So why don't you say behema also? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amaleim the Gemara, kika makash rachmal about the shaksu. The hekesh in the pasuk between behema and shrotzim is the iser lav about the shaksu. Avos shirim loy, but not for the shir achila. Shir achila is no hekesh for. It's only a hekesh for the issa about the shaksu. Therefore, don't learn any shurim legavi achila. Don't learn any shurim. And of course, levaisa alach levaisa is that by nevela the shir is a kazayis. So it comes out the sikum is that nevela the issa is kazayis. By shrotzim, it depends. Shmoina shrotzim that are dead, that have tuma, it's kadasha. When it's alive, it's kazayis. And all of the shrotzim, it's also kazayis. The only question you can ask me is, what about a sheretz that's dead, that's an aver, less than a kadasha? Is there an issa achila on that? So it sounds like Matthias says there is an issa achila on that. That'll be, that's a shayla, chalik's rambam. Matthias could be, that'll be the last part of the sikkum. Okay.
Tumah alive or dead?
Dead. Only dead. Only dead have. Alive has to be kazayis. Has to be kazayis. There's no tumah. Yeah.
This dog sucks as regular.